In the name of Jesus, amen. So Jesus is watching nonstop as people put money into the treasury. Maybe you've heard that sermon before. But Jesus watching, staring intently at the steady stream of offering givers at the temple, is looking for something different than we're looking for. We see rich folks and big money, or poor widows with very little. We guess at who's tithing or who's not, even though it's not required. And we lament that some are holding out. That's not good for them. And it also hurts the bottom line. But Jesus has different eyes. He doesn't see and guess and measure like we do. Or to make a finer point, we really don't see anything like he sees. He wasn't looking for giving units there. He was looking for something rare, which is why he has to stare for so long. A very poor woman, a widow, like those whose houses have already been devoured by an effective scribal program for temple funding, Jesus sees. Now, she's not a good steward, not to get where she's at with nothing, but she's the only person that day in the temple courts who knew what she and all people really are. In the temple that day, in line with the others, she was walking towards death. Contributing her last two coins, she throws in her livelihood, all she had, which was really nothing. Lady, just keep it, not worth bending over to pick up. She had nothing, put in nothing of any consequence. God does not need those mites. But now she will starve, die. Throwing in her two mites is suicide. It is her hope for food, today's and tomorrow's bread. That's the silent drama no one but Jesus could see in the temple. No more giving or doing or working from her. All of her poverty, everything she doesn't have, like a husband, and what she does, her loneliness with her life and her sin, and now her death, thrown into God's lap. What Jesus found that day in the temple, the day nearer his own once and for all sacrifice and offering, was faith. It took him a long time to find it in the temple. We talk as though faith is something grand, something we do and well. But faith is always total abandonment, even unpleasant, not just a letting go of yourself in painless increments. It is leaping, leaving it all back. We talk about dying to self, but we don't really mean it. What we mean is to get rid of sins that we can live without, or things that are holding us back from a fuller life anyway. But that isn't death. That is our pretense of long robes and long prayers. It looks and sounds pious and religious, and none of it is from God. Jesus just stares at it, and you. That's not what he will show his disciples. He's looking for the widow, because he knows who my gods are, where I really do run to find my comfort, what I trust and believe in with all my heart. Faith with Christ as its object must be severe to fight the mighty enemies that Jesus lists here. Long robes, long covering prayers, pride in achievements, notoriety from achievements. I desire my own honor, excesses, favorite sins. Don't kid yourself that you can easily tell the difference and keep things sorted out. Faith is throwing all that and every other hope you've had to live into God's lap, leaving yourself in certain peril like the widow. And then you'll know what you are. Poor, miserable, sinful, dead, dust and ashes at your best, of no use to anyone but Jesus. A widow in the temple, and Jesus sees. Do you see? You've come to this place that looks like it has nothing going either. The holy Christian church looks like a widow too. The world hears about the much hyped bride of Christ and has to laugh. The bride's husband really is dead. Jesus did not rise, they say. But even parts of the Christian church want to live as a widow too, insisting, confessing that the bridegroom, Christ, the husband, really is absent. No flesh, no incarnation, no body, no blood. Ask a real widow if a symbol, a memory, a picture with a pretty frame is enough, if it's the same as having her husband beside her. It isn't. What you see isn't necessarily what is, but what does Jesus see? He takes it all in, the whole scene. He sees the scribes, discount Pharisees, dying for a little more respect and authority, and looking good doing it with a winning program. But these, he says, will receive greater condemnation. Oh. And Jesus sees coins, we see those too, and we think we know how to count them. In the very next verses we didn't hear, Jesus sees great buildings. He takes in the whole temple, improved and paid for by the generous rich and set upon widows. Now, do you see these great buildings, he asks, because not one stone shall be left upon another, all of it thrown down. Magnificent-looking temple downtown Jerusalem is not the point. God's earthy place for blood and sacrifice, for his death and to forgiveness, for this Christ is the point. Do you see like God sees? See a crucifixion not so beautiful. Your God is the Lamb taking sins from the world, from you. See bread and wine on the altar. God gives his Son. See that worthless widow, impractical for our grandiose plans. Christ sees a broken creation, certain death into certain life, where the worthless widow and all you helpless are finally helped. So much of what is, the very things of God, look like nothing. Long robes, longer prayers, and big donations, I know how to measure all those, but they end up being what they always were, massive irrelevance, nothing forever. But Christ serves you everything through a cross forever, here. His own robe covering you, his own home constructed for you, his greeting to you, his feast set for you, best seat. Throw your dead and meaningless life into God's Son here and come to eat and drink forgiveness of your sins. We'll bring our nothing and we'll end up with his everything, his love incarnate. Amen.